Well, Tim's got five more minutes. I'll ask you a question. Can I ask you a question? Yeah. You know, like guys like Mark O'Connor were playing when like they were 5 or 6 years old, and there's a bunch of people like that in this business.
I hate them.
And were you writing songs that early?
Well, I started playing guitar when I was 12, and I think I wrote a song when I was 13, maybe 14, probably 13 or 14. And I wouldn't want to play it for anybody. I'm not sure I would know it, but I wrote the music first. That's why I wasn't ready to really write songs. It didn't all come together at once.
Great question.
Yeah.
It always comes up that you know they want to know how a person can get started in this business, how they get started songwriting, you know, and I don't think there's an answer to such a question.
I think, you know, it's kind of like if you like to do crossword puzzles, you do crossword puzzles, and songs are kind of like, writing songs is kind of like doing crossword puzzles, like a little puzzle that you have to figure out, and a little curiosity to it. If you want to tell a story, I mean, some people like to tell jokes, some people like to sing on stage, some people like to make up things, and, you know, that's, it just kind of, it'll rise up out of you, I think, if you let it. If it's something that's inside you, it'll kind of come out eventually, and then all you got to do is recognize it.
Ooh, that was beautiful.
What's that?
Research.
Research. Lots of research. All the research that I started out, I wanted to be like a great, great guitar player. I wanted to be like Jimi Hendrix or somebody, or John Lennon, or I could, you know. Whoever the greatest guitar player was, you know, living, and then I started being a singer, and I thought, well, gee, maybe I ought to be a singer. And then I learned enough guitar licks and enough songs, and then I thought, well, gee, these songs are great. Then I started realizing what kind of songs I liked, and then it sort of became, well, maybe I could write a song that, maybe I could approach something like this. So you kind of emulate who you like, and I sort of, some of the people I listened to were, you know, certainly the Beatles and Roger Miller. I had three songbooks when I was growing up. When I first started the guitar, I had Roger Miller songbook, Beatles songbook, and Peter Paul and Mary songbook. So on Peter Paul and Mary, it was tons of traditional numbers, and I really identify with that sort of timeless sort of feel. Whether the song was about something that happened centuries ago, it usually had something that related to me right where I was sitting right there. And so that and the Beatles and Roger Miller, you know, is kind of like, those are the holy trinity of songs kind of for me. So it kind of went on from there. But I mean, you know, everybody I've ever heard really is certainly an influence on me, and I'm sure that's the case with everybody on the stage.
Got time to do one more before you have to go?
Yeah, actually, I'd like to do a real quick one, and then I'll do another one. One of the good things about songs, you can write them for a specific occasion, and I wish I had written this song. The sort of operative word in this is Kate. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kate. Happy birthday to you. She's in pink and white, ladies and gentlemen. She said it was her 40th birthday. And give her a hand. She's at Winterhawk on her birthday. All right.
Happy birthday,
Kate. This is the party. The party is all around us here at Winterhawk. I'll do one song here. Yeah, this is a bouzouki. The guy that made my mandolin asked me if he said, I'd like to make you maybe a mandola, which is like a bigger mandolin, or an archtop guitar. And I said, why don't you make both into one thing? And so he took this sort of L5 Gibson shape and form and kind of shrunk it down to where it could be a big, sort of a bigger mandolin. So it's like an octave lower than a mandolin. And it's kind of good in a situation like this where I'm kind of accompanying myself more as opposed to the sort of oinky-doinky mandolin sound that you get from one mandolin by itself.